Hey guys, how are you? Hope you are good, doing well. I just want to tell you guys that when I recorded this particular episode, I was ill, I was in fever. So if you feel that I am low on energy, in fact, if you feel anything weird about this episode when it comes to my voice, so I apologize to you guys in advance for that. But there is a lot of value in this episode, guys. So you must listen that. Okay, thank you. If you have any startup, or actually already running business, then the goal setting is really very important for you guys. Because like, if you have any business and it's not enough just to declare that, okay, I want to increase my sales, okay, I want to expand, I want to develop my business, I want to move in different cities. So that's broad thinking, that's general thinking. Because there is no laser sharp approach in that, you know, which we call, these are like Hawaii baatein. Okay, so the goal setting is very important is business, a practical goal setting. Okay, so now the question is that what is the right way to set goals? The right goals are the smart goals. The right goals are the smart goals. Smart goals are designed to give any business the structure, the foundation, the support, and to set out more clearly that what you really want to achieve and by when. Yeah, so goal setting, smart goal setting gives you direction that where your business is going, or it gives you an idea, or it gives you a chance to make your business what you wanna really make it. So smart goals are very important. Now actually what I'm saying continuously, smart goals, so it must, smart goals is actually an acronym. Okay, it's actually an acronym, and it stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time bound. Actually, there's a history behind this strategy. Smart goals were born in 1981 when George T. Doran, a consultant, published an article in November issue of Management Review. So there's a smart way. So he said that there's a smart way to write management's goals and objectives. So then he introduces the smart goal strategy. Now let's discuss this strategy. The number one is specific. So suppose you have a business and you want to expand it. Okay, so you must ask yourself question, and your team, your staff, you must ask questions like, ask yourself first that who will you involve to help achieve the goal, or when do you want to complete a particular objective, what is your target audience, what are the demographics you that are favorable to your business, or what obstacles stand in your path, where will this happen, what are you doing, why are you doing this, and these sort of questions. So these gives you a specific and the unique goals. Okay, so just remember, broad goals never work. There should be laser sharp approach to the goals. The second thing is measurable. How will you measure the progress against your goals? So you must know some parameters that will tell you that the process of achieving your goal is going good. Okay, so consider setting few milestones along the way by thinking about what micro tasks you or your team, your staff can complete at various points. Okay, yeah. Third one is achievable. Your goal should be achievable, of course. It should be realistic. So it's not like that you want to increase your sales by 200% in just 10 days or 3 days. That's not realistic. That's again the Hawaii baatein. So your goal should be realistic. Next is relevant. Now relevance means focusing on your wider business goals. You might be launching a new product, so your goal should be in tune with the business's overall objectives. okay, whatever the decision, whatever the goal setting you are doing, then it should be relevant to your business, it should be important to your business. Again, it shouldn't be go in that broad approach. Okay, so relevant goals are very important. And now the next and the last one, the most important, time bound. Suppose you say that you are going to increase productivity by 50%, which would be nice and which is specific, relevant, and it passes all the condition of SMART goals. However, as a goal, it's useless without setting a specific time frame. Okay, so suppose you want to skill serve 50%, but in what time? Like in 10 years, it is bad, but in 1 year, 2 year, it's good. So you should set certain time limit to your goals, because it will decide that they are productive or not. Okay, so that is the base, that are some basic things about the SMART goal setting. Thank you very much for your time, guys.